Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Stephanie Tube, Sean Wells, and Allison Smith. We have a full studio today. And I love working with you guys. I really, really do. This is fun. And we've got nacho chips, and I brought guacamole and salsa. And
it's going to be a good day.
And a little red wine.
I like it.
Yeah. So, man, I found these amazing chips. That's what prompted me to bring this in today. So, because we're always talking about really good, you know, healthy.
They have to be healthy because Sean is eating them.
I know.
Hey, look.
I know, yeah.
Mikey, he likes it.
Right. Okay, so I'm just sick of all the junk out there.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of it. So when I see brands like the Siete, I believe is how you pronounce it. It's grain-free tortilla chips, nacho made with avocado oil, non-GMO, and I love what they're doing. So the story behind these chips are it's a family. Okay, and they're grain-free, gluten-free, paleo, vegan-friendly, made with avocado oil, dairy-free, soy-free, no corn, no wheat, no rice. Okay, so I haven't put one in my mouth yet because we had trouble getting the bag open.
I have.
Before we went live. and they're cassava? What is that, Sean? He's got a mouthful
He's
of cassava.
He's got a mouthful of chip.
He's got a mouthful of cassava.
Cassava.
Okay, I know now. It says, what is cassava? Cassava is a mineral-rich root vegetable and a staple crop in many parts of the world, including Latin America, Africa, and Asia. And what a brilliant idea. And they're Abuela approved. So a few years ago, all seven Siete members of the Garza family began exercising together and adopted a low-inflammation, grain-free diet to support Veronica, their sister and daughter, who had been diagnosed with multiple autoimmune conditions. Going grain-free meant that this third-generation Mexican-American family. I did not know
what
this.
What a great story.
From South Texas. Okay, they could
Boom.
Be listening right now. Okay. Could no longer eat many of their favorite foods, so Veronica began to create grain-free dishes and her whole family could enjoy. And when their grandma, Campos, is that how you say it? Yeah, like Gloria Campos.
Uh-huh.
Commented that Veronica's first creation, a grain-free almond flour tortilla, tasted better than their own homemade flour tortillas. The family realized they had something special. So with their grandma's stamp of approval, Siete was born. And so they donate 100% of their profits from online sales to organizations all over the world promoting health and wellness among underserved communities. I love that. I absolutely love that.
They're really good.
Are they really good?
Yeah, like the texture is sort of like a Pringle. It's kind of a different. Do you agree or no?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're giving me a weird look.
Okay, so
you've probably never had a Pringle.
So these are really, really a good product. And then there's another one.
I've seen people eat them.
You have?
That's enough.
Forager. You almost said you've got Forged T-shirt on. You've got a Forged T-shirt, and these are Forager, the Forager Project.
Well, again, start with F, yeah.
Did you try the green ones, the organic vegetable chips?
No,
I like those
yet.
Even more.
You do?
You do?
They're heartier.
Well, pass them down here.
All right, sister.
They're kind of like Ezekiel bread for chips.
Really?
Danny?
Do they make?
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Who makes
sounds
Ezekiel
like a lot of
bread?
Work.
Is it Ezekiel?
Yeah.
How did the Ezekiel...
Was I don't know, but we gotta get them as a sponsor.
Yeah, how do they get the name?
We talk about it all the time.
And
yeah.
We talk about them all the time.
No, seriously, how what is Ezekiel? I mean, is that
food
is that
life?
The brand or is that the?
It's the brand, but I think it's because it's that whole bread of life because it has like a verse.
Was he one of the disciples?
Right,
disciples,
and then I think
or...
I can't remember exactly what's on the bag, but I feel like there's a verse on
there
the
is
bag.
A verse on that. But I've got a loaf of it sitting in my refrigerator right now.
Yeah.
I smear my cream cheese on
Schmear.
It.
Well,
Schmear.
You know, and that leads to a question I have for Sean is I finally, a few weeks back, was introduced to Ezekiel, or I introduced myself to finally buying it. And I looked at the, the ingredients, the carbohydrates, and then was more than regular, or I should say not the Wonder Bread, but more than what people think is healthy. You know, you're... Like Mrs. Baird's wheat bread and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
question to you, Sean, is you being keto.
Yeah.
Well, and being a nutritionist and dietitian and all of his credentials.
And, you know, Ezekiel bread gives you, you give it a thumbs up. Well, wait a minute. What's the difference between that and other bread that has less carbohydrates?
So, yeah, you can get bread that has less carbohydrates, but it's the type of carbohydrates. And just like, you know, keto is very filling and gives you a feeling of satiety, so you're not hungry. Mm-hmm. Having these whole grains, the density of the bread, like compare like anything, like, you know how we've talked about cereal. If you can like take that whole bag of cereal and mash it down into just dust, that's, you know, you're not going to get
good.
Much satiety.
I never
that.
Even thought about
and,
that.
And with Wonder
or
Bread.
Or fiber. What about all the fiber?
Right. And with Wonder Bread, you can just smash that, right, mm-hmm. into nothing. And so try and do that with the Ezekiel bread.
Yeah.
It's the density of the grains, and your body has to, you know, take the time to digest these things, and it takes a long time to digest them. So mm-hmm. they're very slow releasing carbohydrates that are very filling. So it's very low glycemic.
So you definitely couldn't eat a piece in 1 minute. Have you ever tried that, to eat a piece of bread in 1 minute?
That would be tough.
In 1 minute? Is that like a concept?
It sounds like you could totally do it, but it's
I think I could.
Incredibly difficult. Oh, I think we need to
really?
I think we
yeah.
need to do,
do it.
We
no,
need to try it.
Now that I think about it.
We'll give you a piece of bread, and we'll give Sean a piece of Ezekiel.
Well, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that cracker competition. You know,
yeah.
how many crackers and whistle or whatever.
It's incredibly difficult to eat a piece of bread
I
in 1 minute.
Never thought of that.
With no liquid. Yeah. You can't have any drinks with
no liquid.
I've
can
got
you have
the
cream
verse
cheese?
Here.
No, you cannot smear it. You cannot smear
okay.
it.
I've got the verse, Ezekiel 4:9. This is actually interesting. So it's, take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spelt, put them in a storage jar and use them to make bread for yourself. You are to eat it during the 390 days you lie on your side.
Huh. What's that mean?
But that's in the Bible.
It means take
oh,
a nap.
Oh, it's in the Bible? Oh,
eat
okay.
some and take a nap.
It's
right.
What?
Take a nap. Lie on your
so
side.
So they're giving you essentially the recipe for the bread, which is kind of interesting.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That really, really is. Hmm. Well, I've got a loaf in my refrigerator. Yeah. I haven't eaten it in a couple days, though. I don't know. I forgot about it. I've been a little busy doing stuff. Just got a lot done, though. God, all the stuff I've been finding from cleaning out my office, it's amazing. It really,
found
really is.
Found your taser?
I found my taser yesterday. I thought what the heck did I do with my taser? I have been looking for it, I swear to you.
If I had a nickel for every time.
Every time I lost my taser.
Where did I put my taser?
A girl's got to have a taser.
I have to agree with
that. In case you don't
want
to kill someone.
Yes,
wow.
yes.
You know?
I'm down with the tasing.
I'm like, oh,
down with the tasing. Danny played down with the sickness.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we opened the show talking about these chips, but it is important. There's what you eat. I mean, there's so many benefits, like something as simple as avocado, okay, in the avocado oil. Let's talk about avocado for a minute, if you will. Sean, brilliant one.
Okay.
Oh, it's, brilliant one.
It actually is a really good oil. We were talking about last week with, like, the plant oils that are maybe not healthy for you, like pro-inflammatory, and avocado is one that is very healthy. And definitely has a higher smoke point, so it's good to cook with versus, you know, all these like corn oil, soybean oil, some of these ones that canola oil that they're throwing at us that certainly aren't healthy. So big fan of avocado.
Well, and it keeps your inflammation down, does
yep.
it not? And
yep.
it's loaded with vitamin K and C and E. I'm reading yep. this from the benefits of avocado that was in a well-being journal.
It's
almost
actually
that episode,
a fruit yeah. because it has a seed.
Oh.
That giant
is that what
thing.
Makes it? Is that what makes a fruit versus a
yeah
mm-hmm. yeah yeah? No.
And so you can actually you know, when you I like to do this, you pull out the seed, the big, you know, round
pit.
Thing
yeah.
pit, and then you just put olive oil in there, and it's really good, and you scoop it out.
Oh.
That
yeah, I've seen that at a restaurant before.
See, I put
where they grill
cheese.
It. They actually
ooh,
set it on the grill
too.
For
I
a minute and then put the
yes.
Yeah, 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 with
I
some
love,
sea salt.
I love cottage cheese and salsa.
Well, listen to this. So the next time
that's
you have
weird.
A hamburger, Dan the Man, you should put some avocado on it because it says that one study found that fresh avocado added to a hamburger meal significantly inhibited production of a key marker of inflammation, interleukin-6.
Yep.
Yep, interleukin-6.
Okay.
When compared to a hamburger meal eaten without the additional fresh avocado. So in
is
addition,
is it the combination or is it just adding adding an avocado.
Well, and here's up for you guys.
Well, it has antioxidants, and there's a lot of things that when you grill like meat like that,
uh-huh.
that could be pro-oxidant,
mm-hmm.
like the smoke.
Yeah.
So adding something like, you know, be it like lemon juice or, you know, whatever, something that has antioxidants in mm-hmm. it would be ideal.
Well, it helps with blood flow too, Danny.
Oh, well, I don't think
vascular
that,
health.
Where are you going
okay.
with that?
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
reading. I am reading, and Danny eats a lot of hamburgers.
Okay.
You gotta include the avocado.
We've heard
wimpy.
About you and
no,
your blood flow problems.
No, seriously. I mean, when you add certain foods, when you add one to the other, bring out more of the nutrients, I guess?
It's just protective. Anything okay. like that has like the antioxidants is going to help with things that are potentially pro-oxidant when you grill out the meat.
Yeah, they're awesome. They really are. I mean, I could go on and on. There's so much in here. It helps with the LDL cholesterol, the good, and it helps with your triglycerides while increasing the good HDL cholesterol. So scoop on, eat on, you guys. Get your guacamole over there with your healthy chips.
Yes.
And you know what? If you buy cheap stuff, you waste it a lot anyway. So buy less, buy it high quality, and you save money in the long run because you're healthier. Because you can work harder, you don't have to call in sick, and you feel better. There's so many benefits to eating well, and it's not that difficult, right?
My kids would
powers
like these
your body.
Too. Yeah, for sure.
Powers your brain, powers your body.
Yep. All right. Well, you know, we've got an amazing show. I mean, we've got a really big show.
It's going to be big.
Who used to say that? Somebody used to say that. We have a really big show or something.
Yeah, it was called Ed Sullivan.
Oh, Sullivan. Okay.
It's going to be
a little
big show.
Bit before my time. Okay, so Dallas City Council is considering a federal hog solution. Allison Smith is going to tell you all about it. And Sean Wells is going to talk about can probiotics prevent Alzheimer's? And Stephanie Toops is going to be letting you know you should never wear your shoes inside. Why? She's going to tell you. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles. I've got Lexi Brinkley here. I've got Stephanie Toops, Sean Wells, and Allison Smith.
So I should tell everybody who everybody is. If you're just now joining us, Stephanie Toops is amazing, very well-educated, knows a lot about a lot of things, but she's fascinated with the personal care industry, and she's always here to, you're like a little updater.
She's a renaissance woman.
She is a renaissance woman. She is. Yes. And that's a great way to describe you because you do know so much about this. Can't wait to talk with you later in the show about why you should never wear your shoes inside the house. I'm with you. I used to have that rule. I've gotten away from it a little bit because I have concrete floors now. Yeah. They're easy to mop. But anyway, and then we've got Sean Wells. He is amazing. He is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He's also a registered dietitian and a master of public health. Is that all, Sean? Nothing else?
I'm working on it. I'm working on more.
All right. And then we have Allison Smith in studio with us. She's been here before. Allison currently serves as an advisory board member for the American Mini Pig Association. That's the AMPA. And served as a chair of the AMPA Rescue Committee. Allison has been working with pigs for 9 years. Her love for pigs began in high school, where she raised breeder sows in her or sows.
Sows.
I'm joking. Okay. In her school's FFA program. What is the FFA? That's the
Future Farmers of America.
Future Ooh. Farmers of America.
Ooh, that was creepy.
All right. That was a little creepy, you girls. Okay, so through the page, Allison created the Dallas Mini Pig and wonderful members of the DFW Pig Parents Facebook group efforts to educate the public. Mini pigs in DFW have a better chance of not ending up in a shelter or an auction or a slaughterhouse. Mm-hmm. And so, seriously. You know, I saw a bus go by the other day and it said, triple the bacon or something on your burger. And I was like, man. And if people only knew the abuse that goes on in the industry, especially the pig industry, the arsenic that's in the pig feed and all these things that are just like so bad for us, they wouldn't want to put triple bacon on their burger for sure. But today we're talking with Allison about this new Dallas City Council is considering a feral hog solution. Okay, what are they considering? What is this?
Well, this started at the Texas Agricultural Commissioner's office. This is a proposal that he's looking into with distributing a pesticide that pretty much is a blood thinner in order to do population control for the wild feral pigs that run around all of Texas. Primarily, Dallas has a lot of issues with it, with the Trinity River and a lot of the expansion that they're doing along there. So I believe City Council is paying attention to this. Dallas residents, keep an eye on this. This is a pretty heinous idea when you break it down.
So how do they execute, no pun intended? What are they going to do?
Well, they're looking at this pesticide. I believe it comes in a pellet form to be able to distribute to farmers or agriculturalists throughout Texas. They can register and purchase it. And use it as a population control for their property.
And this will end up in our groundwater.
It's possible. I haven't been able to figure out whether this one's going to be something that can dissipate or be water soluble and affect our actual waterways. But the fallout for secondary contact is pretty scary. I don't see anything pointing to protection for secondary contact.
What do you mean by secondary contact?
Any other animals coming into contact with this poison other than just pigs?
Cats and dogs and
anything. Oh, gotcha. Rodents, rabbits, birds, fowl. I mean, pigs are sloppy eaters. They don't eat every single crumb.
Right.
So there's going to, however these feeders are going to be distributed, when it falls and the pigs come to eat this, there's going to be some left over.
I hate this idea.
And then what
stop.
If the animal
well,
dies?
Well, surely, I mean, they're not going to do this, are they?
I don't know yet.
You know what's crazy? So I know this is kind of similar, but I was driving home, dropped my daughter off at school, driving home this morning, and I just randomly, there was a truck just spraying, just shoo, you know, tons of this stuff like to get rid of the weed. It's weed killer is what mm-hmm. it is. It's Roundup, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all over the concrete. But instead of, I thought, what an awful way to do it because he was just like, I mean, it was such a broad sweep.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, if there is a weed there, why don't they put these guys out on foot instead of just spraying it all into the environment? And my car, my car went right through it. And I thought, oh my gosh.
You remember last year with the Zika virus scare and in the summer, they were spraying some areas with the
entire towns,
and not just here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yeah.
Places that have humidity or high humidity, and it's going to happen again this summer where people are going or they're going to be spraying for mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, and that has a huge impact on bees. I mean, I think to your point about secondary contact, like that last year when they did that, they decimated like bee populations in the Southeast, like over in that area.
I totally forgot about that. They did.
And bees are super critical.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
the
without bees, we yeah. don't grow anything. Everything. They pollinate everything. Yeah. I mean, people
they say if
think.
We don't knock it off, we're, I think we. I wish I had it in front of me right now because we actually talked about it on the air a couple of months ago. But it was something like really radical. Like if they don't stop, and we lose a huge percentage, if not all, of the bees, that we won't have any food after 5 years.
Yeah,
something like really crazy like that. It's scary.
An interesting fact: Australia actually tried this, and they later banned it as inhumane. It failed miserably. So I would like to see the research on the fallout of what happened in Australia, because we've even tried this here, I believe, in Texas with coyotes, and it didn't work either.
I love that we are talking about this. This is so important. It really is.
The way it affects these animals, it's not a quick death. I mean, this can take up to 8 days of this coagulant causing their blood to leak into their bodies and into their organs. They just start having internal hemorrhaging, and it can take about 8 days for them to finally die.
You know, just out of curiosity,
how horrible is that?
It's horrible.
Is our nation
F'd up?
One of
yes.
the well, one of the worst, if not the worst, on you know how we treat animals, humanely treating animals? Because you just mentioned, New Zealand or Australia, they are, I think, you know.
Way ahead of us in treat,
but far as the other countries in Europe and in Asia, I mean,
I would say the greater your industrialization, the more disconnected you are from interacting with animals on that level,
right?
The less you're thinking about it and the less you care,
right? Because you're not seeing it.
And I think
if you've lived on a farm, if you've been around animals, livestock, then it's different.
I think they certainly utilize them, but I don't think they treat them to your point about treating them or the mass, industrialization of it.
Right.
That's where it becomes
the bottom line.
It's all about the bottom line. You're right, Danny. I'm going to read this. This is what I was talking about earlier. It's somewhat related. I mean, it's all related because it's all about our health and our wellness as a nation. It talks about arsenic based drugs are approved for use in animal feed in the U.S. because they make animals grow quicker and they make the meat appear pinker or fresher. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that would be the FDA, has stated that these products are safe because they contain organic arsenic, which is less toxic than other inorganic form, which is a known carcinogen. But it says the problem is scientific reports surface stating that the organic arsenic could transform into inorganic arsenic, which has been found in elevated levels in supermarket chickens. And in 2011, Pfizer announced that it would voluntarily stop marketing its arsenic-based feed additive, Roxasone, but there are still several others on the market. And here's the kicker. In the European Union, meanwhile, arsenic-based compounds have never been approved as safe for animal feed. So where's the disconnect here? And like Danny said, it's all about the bottom line. It is all about the money. It's that simple.
It's hard for me seeing Commissioner Miller's history. It's really, really hard for me to see him as an honest person. I really don't see how this is a genuine organic thought and idea. Multiple times he's come after feral pigs. He's the same guy in 2011 that secured the right to shoot wild pigs from helicopters.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, golly. And what are we teaching our kids is the bigger question here. What are we teaching our children that are going to, continue and their children's children? I mean, it's got to stop. It really does. Allison, thank you so much for talking about it. You're staying with us.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give
give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. We're having too much fun here today. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me, Allison Smith, and I've got Sean Wells coming up next. He is a brilliant man. He is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. And he's also the scientific officer of BioTrust, and he's a registered dietitian and a master of public health, and you're a lot.
And the list goes on.
Thank you.
And he has a fan base, women following him. Anyway, I love what we're talking about today. I believe in probiotics for just about everything, I swear to you. That company that you actually told me,
Elixir,
yeah. Mm-hmm. They're out of the UK. I usually keep two boxes in my refrigerator, so when one of my friends gets sick and they want to get on antibiotics, I'm like, no, don't do it. Get this product here, and I give it to them, and it makes them better. And I really believe that the natural way is always the best way. And so today we're talking about, can probiotics even prevent Alzheimer's? So I almost called you Dr. Wells. Sean,
okay. Can
it? Can it?
I think so.
Really?
I think so. I think it's a really interesting correlation here. So
you got the gut-brain axis.
Right.
Okay.
So that is, we're finding out more and more that not only do you, you know, you always think of all your thoughts, everything that controls your body in your head, but it's coming to science now that there's really this second brain, and maybe it's more the real brain is in your gut.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
And so we're just like this shell.
Right.
And we've got our brain controlling everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've said that before. It's like these little creatures are inside controlling us. And there's some really cool data that, like, both the gut microbiota and then maybe even, like, the mitochondria that are in our cells are, like, these ancient creatures that really drive, like, almost everything that we do.
Well, you know, I remember...
it's really a wild thought that we're just, like, this robot controlled by these microorganisms.
Well, but it is crazy. There's a really good book out there called Missing Microbes, Dr. Blaze.
Yes,
he was on our show
three
years ago. Yeah. And I remember when we had him on, people were like, this is crazy stuff that you're covering. No, you know what?
There's a movie script in there somewhere.
I know.
No, seriously. There really is. So
truth is stranger than fiction.
So you've got the gut brain access. What does that mean to people that are not scientist like you?
There's a connection. So like the neurotransmitters, you know, things like dopamine, GABA, serotonin, like things that, you know, have a lot to do with how your brain functions, your well-being, all those kinds of things. Like there's actually receptors and neurotransmitters that are in your gut for these things. It's everyone thought all these things are in your brain, but they're also in the gut, and it affects like depression and Alzheimer's and cancer and like again, like well-being and your mood, it's all affected like also through your gut. So, you know, here again, like you were talking about food, that's really important, what you eat. I mean, it really, you know, as your brain goes, as your gut goes now, mm-hmm. like so goes your body.
Right. Well, and I think about Natasha, and I can't recall her last name, but she's on the website under my books that wrote the book about ADD and HD and schizophrenia and the connection between the gut. And these are children mm-hmm. that, you know, that yep. got put on all kinds of medications. And so if you're out there listening and you've got a child that's got ADD, ADHD, schizophrenia, all these things, I think that you should really, you know, look into going the probiotic route.
Absolutely.
You can't say cure, but to redirect your body, you know, to wellness.
Sure.
Can I ask a question about that?
No, you can't.
No, because with kids, I think it's confusing with kids a little bit because you feel like, I feel like at our age, we've probably screwed our bodies up a little bit with what we do, but it seems like a kid, it should be okay. Do you think it's antibiotics that they take for ear infections? Like their gut screwed up by the time they're 3 or 4?
Sugar screws them up.
Not having a vaginal birth, not breastfeeding are a couple
That's
of
true.
Contributors.
That's true.
Huge. It is
those
true.
Those are very big for immunity.
Dr. Blazer talked about that.
Yeah. Also, antibiotics, like you were just talking about, that can actually mess up your gut microbiome for up to 2 years.
Okay.
Jeez.
Isn't that crazy?
2 years.
Two
and there's also
years,
things like yeast and mold and, you know, other things like parasites that can have an impact on all that stuff, too.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, leaky gut.
Yeah.
You know, just out of curiosity, we were talking probiotics. Are we talking the same thing that, you know, people like Aaron Andrews pitches, you know, those supplements or whatever those pills are? What are we talking about?
Oh, there's so many.
Yes, there's so many strains. There's literally like thousands of strains, and we call them like good, like probiotic, good bacteria, and there's bad bacteria. To some degree, like some quote-unquote bad bacteria is actually good for boosting your immunity, but you need like these positive, you know, good bacteria strains. I mean, I don't know if you've seen, like, you can actually look up online with, like, we've talked about it before, like the fecal microbiota transplant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Literally taking poop
yes.
from
right.
someone that's healthy and putting it in someone else, and, like, they've cured, like, VRE or C. diff. Like these are things that, like, literally kill people.
Right,
like,
that are deadly.
In 24 hours.
Right.
And they've tried all these antibiotics and different things, and, like, they get, you know, usually no positive results. And then they do, like, this fecal microbiota transplant. And, like, within hours, they're better.
Where are they doing that now? Are they doing it?
At Johns Hopkins.
Okay.
There's very few hospitals doing it right now. But
I met a nurse when my son was in the hospital for, he had a fever, and they did a spinal tap on him. And the nurse there was a donate. Whatever he had done,
yeah.
he told me all about all he had to go through to be a donor for it. It blew my mind.
What are we talking about? We're talking about, like, a blood transfusion with crap?
But a poop transfusion.
Kind of,
yes.
Really?
Yeah.
But they do make sure it's sterilized. But obviously, there's a lot of things online like to DIY it, but I would rather go the sterilization route.
Yeah.
But some people don't have those options,
they
and
don't.
There are incredible benefits from it. But there's
insane.
Pictures of, there's a study with mice, and there's one that was like obese, and there's one that was thin, and they switched the feces, and the fat mouse got thin, and the thin mouse got fat. No joke.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
Well, and they even make probiotics that are targeted to weight loss as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Probolin, I think, is one of the companies that, uh-huh. that's
there's,
doing that.
There's tons of research going on in that area.
What
well,
do you look for, like, in a label?
Yeah. Like, how do you know? Because that's what, like,
I
you
know.
Just said, there's so many.
There's
when I go to pick one, I don't know how to pick.
It's super hard. You need things that are, like, enteric-coated or microencapsulated because they can break down very easily
mm-hmm.
and not even, you know, get to where they need to go.
Right.
With stomach acid, et cetera. Then you need like the strength that's there. Like, you know, some of them say like at time of manufacture, which isn't good
mm-hmm.
because, you know,
that
they
means
can,
it's breaking
right.
down.
Yeah,
super fast.
Super quiet. You yeah. want one that says that it's good for the, you know, the shelf life.
Uh-huh. Well, and it's more expensive. Those types
yes.
are more expensive because the process yeah. is more expensive.
Very
but
expensive.
Why would you waste money on something that doesn't even work because it's not, you know, it's not encapsulated properly?
Yeah.
Right, right. So the good ones, it's literally like 50 to 100
yeah,
times the cost.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of like something that you
yeah.
get, oh, this is cheap. It's probiotics.
Yeah. yeah.
Just out mm-hmm. of curiosity, what are we talking about cost-wise? For a good probiotic.
$40, $50?
Some of them even
wow.
more. The one
yeah.
for the Probolin
like
one.
For like
a 60? A supply of 60 no. or 30?
Yeah, like a month
I could
supply.
See where it's easy just to say, I don't need that.
I mean, I'm giving my kid yeah. a probiotic right now because I had to give him stinking antibiotics because he had an ear infection for 3 weeks. But
yeah.
it's, you know, I don't know what I just got
so
it off the shelf.
So along those lines, good fermented foods like kombucha,
like sauerkraut,
kimchi, yogurt. Those are all good things to throw in the mix too.
But every day?
Yeah.
I'm eating yogurt every day for sure.
Yeah, okay. Yogurt, I could see.
Yeah. It's hard to get a 14-month-old to eat sauerkraut. But I'll give it a shot.
What I used to do is I would open the capsule and sprinkle it on their food. And there's another, actually.
I've been pouring it in his milk.
Dr. Natasha that wrote that book, I apologize, I can't remember her last name. But the book is on our website. Like I said, it's a yellow book. And it's got like all these signs on the top of it. You'll see. You'll recognize it. She has a line of I'm trying to think of the name of the probiotics, but she's an authority on it, and so I'm assuming that her products, BioCult, is the name of her products, and they're a little pricey, but they work. I mean, they do for me anyway. At least I believe they do because we don't ever get sick.
So some more foods that you can eat that promote gut health would be the short chain fatty acids, butyrate we've talked about before. In grass fed butter and heavy cream. That actually promotes gut health. And then also acetic acid, which is C2, which is short chain. So that's vinegar.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, having vinegar,
and wine.
Apple cider vinegar.
Wine's good for you, too, because it's got that. Yeah. You know, I mean, I knock on wood here, I rarely get sick. People around me can get really sick, and I think it's just because I really, I drink wine almost every day.
That's the answer, right? Drink more wine.
Wine and dancing.
I learned something today.
So the name of that book, you guys, is GAPS, G-A-P-S, Gut and Psychology Syndrome. Dr. Natasha, what's her name, Lexi?
Campbell McBride.
Campbell McBride. And I believe you can get it on Amazon.com.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, so Sean, we're all going to stay tuned here. I mean, you're going to stay tuned, and we're going to stay right here.
In the studio. We'll finish this up.
And we'll finish this up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
One Life Radio, coming to you from Dallas, Texas.
There is nothing like John Fogerty. Oh my goodness.
Oh, man.
What a passionate singer.
I know.
He's one of my musical gods.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
A huge CCR fan.
Yeah.
And you played my other band, too.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but there's some talk where finally the hatchet has been buried.
That would
be
amazing.
Because he only lost his brother, as far as CCR.
Uh-huh.
So... What, Stuart, I forgot the names now. But anyway, they're still living except for his brother.
Listen to you two little boys chatting it up.
I'm going
over music.
To see Queen this year.
Are you?
Yeah, Adam Where? Lambert's fronting.
Really?
Oh, I love it. That's
yes.
awesome.
And I'm seeing Metallica.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You got a
coming.
Whole year planned out,
yeah,
don't
no.
you?
Oh, yeah.
We should all go to see Metallica.
Did you know?
We'll join Dr. Fenster there. Dr. Fenster's usually on yeah. today. But
Bernadette, did you hear at the Star in Frisco, they're going to have James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt?
No, really?
Yeah.
I just love music. I could watch anything, any kind of music venue. I just love it so much. And John Fogerty, he is amazing. Just absolutely. I love his passion. And passion is so
amazing.
Important for everything that you do. Do it with passion or not at all, as my mom would say. But I want to give a passionate shout out here to our sponsors right now. Crazy Water. You know, it's an all-natural mineral water that's been making people feel good for years. You've got the International Society of Sports Nutrition that... Our Sean Wells, our regular here on the show, is a fellow of such a prestigious society of men and scientists. And then there's Sun Warrior, the founders Denley and Jan Falk, along with Nick Stern, are pioneers in the raw plant-based food products industry. Amazing, amazing people. And here's a little tidbit for those of you that don't know this. Okay, so Bobby Edwards and Jan and Denley Falk and those guys, they live in the same hometown in Utah. Isn't that cool? I think that's so cool. Who would have thought, you know? And then they both are sponsors of the show. I think it's really, really cool. And then, of course, Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract. It contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. Charlotte's Web is a whole plant hemp extract containing the entire range of the U.S. government patented cannabinoids. Charlotte's Web was used creating only the best ingredients. It's organic. Give it a try. They even have a canine formula now. And so we're going back now to Sean Wells, and we are going to talk about, can probiotics prevent Alzheimer's, because we didn't get to the meat of it because there was so much tomfoolery and conversation going on. And
it's
so,
good conversation.
What is it about this new study with mice and Alzheimer's? What is it showing us?
Well, we've talked about before that with Alzheimer's, it's like kind of like type 3 diabetes in terms of glucose intolerance. So that's one thing. And then we also know that there's these beta amyloid plaques, which is like a type of protein that gets in between the neurons, which are nerve cells in the brains, and it prevents them from communicating well. And then when that happens, they die. And then with that, you lose memories, thoughts, emotions, and that's why you get, you know, some of the symptoms that you see with Alzheimer's. So what happens here is that with this, they're seeing a big difference between a person that has Alzheimer's dementia and someone who doesn't in terms of their gut microbiome. What they don't know for sure is if it's causing it or it's as a result of. So like in terms of like, so the question is like, you know, as a result of your bad gut microbiome, do you get Alzheimer's or is it like you have
based
Alzheimer's
on the
and then you get a bad gut microbiome? So they're not 100% sure yet, but there's a clear link. And there's a clear link now, like, to, we were just talking about, like Parkinson's, cancer, Crohn's, all kinds of conditions. And the U.S. Naval Research is actually doing a huge, like, 7-year study that started in 2014, like, trying to dive into the gut microbiome and its link to all these diseases. And if it is, in fact, causal, and hopefully we'll get more answers. So we'd get that in, like, 2021.
What does the sugar do to the gut microbiome?
It feeds the bad bacteria, essentially. So,
wow.
I mean, it literally is like, it's kind of like the prebiotic, you know, if you think prebiotic, like inulin and some of these positive fibers that are fermentable that are good for your positive bacteria, your probiotics that help them grow, prebiotics. It's kind of like the prebiotic for bad bacteria.
Well, and I know you have a lot of experience working in nursing homes too, early in your career. And so I was thinking of you a lot the last couple of days because my former mother-in-law, who I love dearly, had, you know, slipped and hit her, you know, broke her hip, had to have the surgery, but she's been in and out of rehab. She's been in and out of the hospital. Then the surgery they did, her hip got infected. They had to redo it. Make a long story short, you know, we're trying to figure out why she has such a huge memory loss so suddenly, because before that second surgery, she was pretty good, you know. And so I say that it's got to do with what they're feeding her. She's not getting enough fat in her brain. She's getting too much sugar.
Right.
And then, you know, that's part of it, too. Now, my sister Susie, who's a nurse, sister-in-law Susie, she says that it's because, you know, because she was in the surgery, she was actually in the surgery, that the oxygen level got too low. But the brain is also regenerative. So I I still say that her major problem right now is what they're feeding her, and her brain's not getting enough fat, and she's getting too much sugar from those meal replacement drinks that they give them.
It could be all that for sure. Like, definitely, there's the diet really isn't good in a lot of those places. It is too high in sugar. It is, and even when it's not sugar, it's like what we were talking about before, Danny. It's like those kind
junk
of
junk carbs.
Yeah, it'll be cereal. It'll be Wonder Bread. Right. It'll be all that stuff. You know,
well, and like, you know, you've seen it firsthand. Yeah, and then the whole
cart high margin,
full of drugs.
Cheap stuff. Yep.
And they pump them full of drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, which screws their brain up even more.
Absolutely. Yeah, and a lot of them are definitely. A lot of the narcotic drugs, you know, they can have huge impact on terms of cognitive ability.
I saw something the other day, and, you know, we're talking sugars, but what about honey? Or what I saw someone do is they had iced tea,
mm-hmm.
and they were putting this guava nectar in.
Yeah, that's just fructose.
And my question to
but
you
honey's
is,
good, because honey's good for allergens, right?
Especially if it's local. Right?
Yeah, local honey.
In reasonable amounts, but it's still
that's
sugar.
What I was going to ask you.
It's
but,
still sugar.
But like that agave nectar, you know,
agave.
Oh, it's or yeah. agave. Yeah. Oh, it's natural.
Because it comes from a plant, no.
Yeah,
right.
But, I mean, and they were dumping it in.
It's literally like it's fructose, which is probably the worst sugar.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Even worse than just regular
sucrose, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
White grain sugar.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, so Alzheimer's is preventable?
I think it is. I actually think it is. So doing the things that we talked about. So that would be having more omega-3s versus omega-6s. So that's like what we were talking about last week. You know, the anti-inflammatory fats. Definitely getting in enough fats. Reducing your glucose intolerance with your diet, exercise. Having low sugar diet. High fermentable foods like the prebiotic fibers like we talked about, fermented foods like yogurt, sauerkraut, kombucha, like we said, a good probiotic supplement, not using antibiotics unless it's absolutely necessary. And there's, I'd say that's 1 out of 10 times.
Wow.
Working with a doctor to understand your gut is very important. I think very few people understand their gut or have tested their gut. So anyone out there wants to test what their gut looks like right now, go to ubiome.com. It's a very reasonable test. It's under $100.
Hmm.
And you can see where you're at. And then you can make some changes like we were just talking about, you know, doing exercise, eating the right foods, like avoiding certain medications, all this kind of stuff, and then see where you're at 3 months later.
Hmm.
And it's good information that you can talk to your doctor about.
Well, and we now know that the neuroplasticity, the brain can rejuvenate. It can grow new neurons, right?
Yes. So that's like a BDNF, a brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
And so if you already have Alzheimer's, you can maybe improve it by just eating things like that are rich with MCT, like coconut oil, like
yes,
you talked about. Seems
yes.
too good to be true. Like, really, coconut oil?
Right.
When we're led to believe by all these pharmaceutical companies that we need drugs, drugs, drugs.
Yeah. About a month ago, I actually got a chance at a conference to hear Mary Newport's story. And literally, man, it's an amazing. He had stage 4 Alzheimer's. Her husband, and he was basically considered, you know, on death's door, was a vegetable essentially, you know, with stage 4. And then to have him come all the way back to like a stage 1, which is, you know, kind of like I forgot where I put the car keys kind
of
thing.
Yeah,
it's an amazing story.
Incredible.
It really is. I think we have it on our website at One Life Radio.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to, I didn't want to tease this and not give him the answer. So I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to segue over to, because we only have like 30 seconds or a minute. So Stephanie, why should you never wear your shoes inside? Why?
Well, because you're going to, pick up a lot of stuff outside when you're walking around. Well, I mean, a lot of, so let's break it down. Like essentially you can get a lot of E. coli, those type of bacteria or bacteria. We're talking about antibiotics here. Antibiotic resistant bacteria end up on your shoes. So it's really important. I think people are kind of aware of it, but just leave them at the door. You leave your shoes at the door and you won't be tracking that stuff in through your house. And then you think, you know, you hop out and you're getting gas. You're doing all kinds of things throughout your day, walking in public restrooms.
Oh, and people spit. Ugh,
right.
You
people
know?
Do really nasty
they
stuff.
Do. They
so
do.
Leave your shoes at the door. Just put a basket there, and that's the best way to keep your house kind of toxin
free. What about hotel comforters?
Oh, boy.
Don't ever take a black light in a hotel. Don't even.
Golly.
Thank you,
Sean. Thanks for that visual, Sean. All right, everyone. You know what? Always love doing the show. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Thank you so much, Sean. Really love having you guys in studio. Allison, thank you so much. You're going to come back next week and talk about this a little more.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.